This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Jay.
And before we get back into the discussion about boomers and the subjects you wanted to talk about, let's get into the phones. We finally got in with this. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yeah, and I'm a boomer myself.
Cool.
So, anyway, I'm calling from Macau, and Macau is an interesting place because it's physically connected to China, but it's an independent country of its own, sort of like Hong Kong, although that's changing, unfortunately. But it is amazing because of the casinos here. It's almost like being in Vegas. They got huge casinos all over, some of the same names like the Sands and MGM and some of the others.
Yeah, unfortunately, New Hampshire or Keene, I don't know exactly which one it was, did not pass the Keno bill that would have allowed Keno here in the state or in the city. I don't know which. It's very unfortunate.
So it is a gambling mecca of the East, but we did one day go across the border. You can walk across the border to China. We did that and did some shopping. And then another day we took actually it was on November 5th, took the ferry across to Hong Kong.
So, Gene,
I looked.
I'm sorry, you spent time in China, right?
Yeah. Quite a bit.
Sorry to interrupt you, but is there a good, like, cryptocurrency explaining website that is in Mandarin that you could recommend? Or maybe if you don't have it off the top of your head. I just have a friend who doesn't speak very good English. She's from China and runs a Chinese restaurant and really like to learn about it in Mandarin.
Does Bitcoin.com support Mandarin?
She said she couldn't find it. That's the one I gave her.
Yeah, I wouldn't know if there is or not.
There has to be, I'm sure. I mean,
well, it might be banned in China, which has led to, we know it's banned in China, but which might have led, you know, to such a small demand for such a site that one no longer exists.
Yeah, it's a different dynamic in China now.
So how did you feel going into China, being someone who identifies as a Christian anarchist?
Well, and I've explained this in the past, is my rights follow me. No matter where you go, your rights are attached to you. So all you wind up with is different Gunnerman goon squads infringing on the rights that exist. It's not like your rights disappear because you go under another political political area.
Yes, but
so
you are someone who does two things that the Chinese government very much does not like. You're an anarchist. And you're a Christian. And by all accounts, the Chinese government thoroughly dislikes both of those things.
And that's true. And it's true to some extent in our own government. But what I do is basically you nullify law by just ignoring them. And to the greatest extent, I try to ignore all laws that are not what I consider valid laws. You just have to be careful not to get caught. Because when you get caught, then you get punished. So
you weren't a belligerent Christian anarchist during your time in China. You weren't like, you know,
no
smacking bees nests.
I would wind up in the gulags for sure if that were the case. So no, you have to like under any government, you just have to be careful not to offend the powers that be because they are men with guns, and they will take advantage of their position or their power if you challenge them. So the trick is not to challenge anybody, at least not until you get a safe distance. Then you can do all the challenging you want. So
I don't know if I can agree with that statement.
Well, it's definitely not a statement that I live by as far as if we had numbers. If you have numbers, it's a different story. Or if you have an agenda that you have to fulfill at the moment. But it is definitely a useful tactic for staying alive.
I would definitely agree, though. It would be silly of me to go to China and wear my anarchist necklace, right? That's just asking for trouble.
Well, actually, the necklace wouldn't make any difference because, for the most part, the symbolism goes unnoticed. Even wearing a T-shirt goes unnoticed. It's pretty much you have to stand on a street corner or something, you know, to...
Yeah, if you were standing on a street corner with a bullhorn preaching Christian anarchy, you might have a problem.
Yes. That's a good way to get in trouble.
But when you act like a Christian anarchist and you basically execute and, you know, do Christian anarchy.
I don't know. Jesus was pretty big about standing on the street corner with the bullhorn, man.
Well, but you can't do it when you're the only,
you know. Did it in Rome.
When you're a chicken in a den of vipers.
I think that's a pretty good characterization of Jesus, a chicken in a den of vipers.
Well,
right, and ultimately he paid that price, which is what he came to do, but I don't know that that's my mission, so
fair point.
I don't, so I will leave that for now, and it's always on the table for later on.
Interesting.
When I was in Hong Kong, I did try to find the Million Mask people, and I guess there were quite a few of them, but unfortunately, it didn't work out. I couldn't find them before I had to catch the ferry back to Macau.
That's unfortunate.
So you've been in Hong Kong recently?
Yeah, on November 5th, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we went over there and got some other business taken care of, but we didn't get to meet up with those people. I did see a lot of it on YouTube, and it looked like, I have no hope for their struggle. I don't think.
Generally the problem with the Chinese government and the sheer amount of power that it has directly taken, the level of control that it wields over the population.
Yeah, because it's an unarmed population. I mean, can common people have guns in Hong Kong or even China?
No.
Well, there you go.
That's really the crux of the problem.
Problem number one. Like, I watched a video today when I was browsing Facebook looking for interesting political things of some cops with batons just harassing people walking down the sidewalk. I think it was in Chile. And just randomly beating them with their batons or truncheons or whatever they're called. And none of that could have, and the cops weren't even armed, right? Because this is one of those poorer countries where they can't always afford to arm their police. But one person with an AR-15 would have put a stop to that nonsense.
Oh, one person with a, you know, six-shot revolver would have stopped to that.
Yeah.
You know, as long as there wasn't more than six cops.
Well, there were more than six.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it was like some kind of parade thing the cops were doing. But yeah, that's always the...
That is usually the way gangs fight. It's usually, 10-on-1, 25-on-2 kind of deal.
Well, that was what's distressing about the video, is that the people walking down the sidewalks weren't outnumbered. They were just cowed and beaten into obedience because the police had weapons they weren't allowed to have.
You see all these people standing around watching three cops pounding the hell out of one dude on the ground, and, if you got work steel-toe work boots on, a nice, swift kick in the side of the head of a cop on the ground, you only need a couple of guys to do that at about the same time, and it's done. These cops are bent over pounding people, and it disgusts me that the American people are such wimps. They're such cowards that they just won't stand up for their fellow people.
Well, I don't know if it's cowardice as much as it is just a sort of cognitive dissonance that comes on because they're watching their religious figures do something that they know is wrong, but they're too afraid to stand up because it's a violation of their religious belief to question the police.
That's an excellent point. I didn't succumb to the religious brainwashing of Thin Blue Line and worship the police, but a lot of people did, and a lot of people do.
But, I mean, what would we do if we were walking down the streets of Keene and we saw the cops pulling a Kelly Thomas on one of the homeless people and beating him with flashlights and stuff, Would we charge in there and forcibly pull them off?
I would
I don't
hope
mean
so.
We as in you and I. I mean just we, the people of Keene.
I would hope that there would be people that have spine enough to do so. But you can't do it by yourself. You'll end up a dead man.
Yeah. I think that also is what causes people to not act. 855-450-3733.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogicides.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogicide shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogicides. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Join speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach, and get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Jay.
Where do you want to be in late February? How about Anarchapulco with Ron Paul, John McAfee, Cheryl Jackson, Doug Casey, Dale Bigtree, Jeff Berwick, Larkin Rose, Jeffrey Tucker, lots and lots of big names. And Free Talk Live hosts. I think Ian and Mark are going. Anarcho-Polco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state and the central banks. The unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. So enjoy 4 days among the sun and the beaches of a world-class resort, February 13th through the 16th. Visit anarchopolco.com for 10% off with promo code FTL. That's anarchopolco.com, promo code FTL.
So speaking of one of the Anarcho-Polco speakers is Del Bigtree. And Del Bigtree is a movie producer, and he used to produce a show called The Doctors. And he produced a movie a few years ago and directed, I believe, and is in the movie called Vaxxed. And tonight, Vaxxed 2 had its premiere here in the United States at several AMC theaters. And I know the couple that were in New England sold out over a week ago. And for the premiere of Vaxxed 2, and Vaxxed 1 was basically describes how the MMR vaccine, the CDC, basically cooked the books on a bunch of their testing. They had a burn party, a document burning party, and shredding party. And one particular scientist within the CDC, due to his own conscience, kept some of these documents that proved that the autism rates were higher in black boys, and basically that the, and just boys in general, but that MMR literally caused autism, and the CDC wanted to squash this.
Interesting. Well, before we get into all that, okay, because that's a really deep and complex subject that's going to eat up the rest of the show, let's get back to the phone series. We've got people on hold.
Oh, okay.
Olivia from Arizona, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Aria and Jay, I just wanted to make a comment about boomers and maybe why they are the way they are, because it's so frustrating with a lot of them. They act so self-righteous and so self-assured, and they just don't question anything. And I'm not speaking for everyone, obviously, but like people in my own family are just so difficult to deal with. And I think that part of the reason is that, you know, I grew up with the internet kind of in my teen years especially, and so I got to question everything and look it up and, you know, talk to people around the world and see different points of view. Whereas a lot of these boomers, I'm assuming, you know, if they wanted to know something, they had to wait and write it down and go to the library and hope the library had a good book on it and or more than one book on it. Right. Everything was that little tiny paragraph in Britannica. And, unless you had a pen pal in a different part of the world, you didn't really get to chat with people, you know, on a daily basis and hear other points of view. So
that's an excellent point. I remember very well the first time that I sat down online to play chess with someone, and they turned out to be in Iraq. And this was right after the U.S. invasion of Iraq. This was just a few months later. And suddenly, just through ordinary conversation with this guy while we played a game of chess, the war there became so much more real, because it wasn't just some statistic on the television that I was watching at 6 o'clock at night. It was a human being.
Yeah, it was somebody who was just doing what you want to do.
Yeah.
On the other side of the world.
And, right? You know, having that experience at such a young age was probably very formative.
For sure, you know, for sure. It's not just some guy in a suit on the news telling you these guys are evil, which is interesting to me because, like, the people I know, they love Glenn Beck. They love these guys who wear suits and sit there and talk at this with this weird, this pacing that's very artificial. And, you know, they still buy into that. And I feel like there's kind of no excuse, because there are boomers who sit there like nobody, for example. You know, he made sure that he educated himself and he got technology savvy and all this other kind of thing. I'm sorry, all this other kind of stuff. It's really frustrating because here in Arizona, these people from up north.
I think nobody is Gen X.
Is he really?
I think so.
Well, he'll be on Free Your Talk Live at 10:30 tonight. If you want to get on dlive.lrn.fm, right?
Yes, dlive.lrn.fm, twitch.lrn.fm. That's where you can watch Free Your Talk Live. It's very similar to Free Talk Live, a fewer callers, and there's no FCC censorship, so the hosts are a little more relaxed. The pressure's a little lower, too. I haven't done one in a while, but I usually drink during Free Your Talk Live, and it makes for a really interesting experience.
But anyways, you could ask nobody if you want to call in to Free Your Talk Live tonight.
All right, I'll do that. But the last point I wanted to make was it's really frustrating here in Arizona. All these people from up north come down for the wintertime, and they vote here. And so you have the main population who's here who's very laid back. You know, a lot of people from Mexico where things are a lot more laid back, and they go to vote. And, you know, the main residents, like cannabis is still highly regulated. You can get medical, but all kinds of things like that. Where the boomers are living in this fear, scarcity-based mindset, and they sit there and make these decisions that, no, you can't do this, no, you can't do that in your own personal life because, you know, somebody like, I don't know, the man on the TV told them it was scary. So that's really frustrating, too. But anyway,
you're not wrong, but if it's any consolation, the boomers will die. And that's not a threat or anything like that. It's just human
nature.
Yeah. The boomers will die out, and their tyrannical, irrational, psychotic control of the world will die with them.
Hopefully. That'd be great if the tyrannical, psychotic control of the world would die with them.
Not all of it, but the things that characterize boomers in that condescending way, that is largely going to die with them. The anti-LGBT stuff, the racism stuff, a lot of that is going to die with the boomers. Not all of it. But a lot of it will.
I have noticed that a lot of the boomers are really they have a lot of credibility put into like cable news networks, you know, Fox and CNN.
They love Fox. Yeah.
Well, the Republicans do, and then of course the Democrat boomers got theirs they love, but they just believe like mainstream media.
Well, Olivia, thank you so much for the call. So before we dive too deeply into the topic, your position on vaccinations essentially is that they cause autism, correct?
Well, some can, and there's a science that proves it, but worse than autism, they cause all kinds of other diseases. And there was actually a few studies done on vaccinated children versus unvaccinated children, but the CDC will not do that study.
So who did the study?
Doctor, I forget his name, but what just happened this past September was a 2019 Arizona Vaccine Summit, and Ernie Hancock just posted all the videos the other day on freedomsphoenix.com, and we'll have a link to that in the show notes, hopefully.
Probably not. I'll likely forget. Interesting. We're going to get further into that in just a moment. Do you think vaccines cause autism? 855-450-3733.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to join the ultra-wealthy by using a 160-year-old investing program that is no longer exclusive? Keep your funds fluid and 100% tax-free for you or your heirs with no contribution limits and without ever losing your principal with Fortune DNA. Learn how to avoid the volatility of the market and put certainty back into your investing future. Join us now at dna.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at dna.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
We will begin our open hearings in the impeachment inquiry next week.
House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff says one of those testifying next Wednesday will be Ambassador Bill Taylor. His private deposition was just released, and in it he told the inquiry panel he felt sure the Trump administration was withholding much-needed military aid in exchange for a political investigation of the Biden family and the 2016 election. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
What I can tell you about the Trump policy toward the Ukraine, it was incoherent. They seemed to be incapable of forming a quid pro quo.
Saudi Arabia is accused of recruiting two former Twitter employees to get personal account information on its critics. Prosecutors say they were spying on nearly 6,000 Twitter accounts and were paid by Saudi Arabia in cash and also a luxury watch. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Jay.
And today, a lot of people are taking control of their own health. They want to make sure to avoid the pain of getting sick, the lost time at work, and costly medical bills. Well, good nutrition is key to looking and feeling great. But eating right all the time can be a challenge. Travel and work schedules get in the way, or you may not have the desire or time to shop and cook the right foods. Well, that's me all the way. I eat out every single meal. Balance of Nature has the solution, which is 3 of the Balance of Nature fruit capsules and 3 of their veggie caps. You get 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and that's a lot of nutrition. After taking Balance of Nature, people report that their skin looks better, the bags under their eyes go away, they have an increase in energy. Body pain might be reduced or go away entirely, and sometimes they say they don't get sick. Go online and become a preferred customer, which gives you the best pricing and free shipping. After your 3rd month, Balance of Nature will ship to you at no charge an additional set of fruits and veggies. This is a limited time offer, though, so don't wait. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL. So, vaccines, do they cause... before we get into that, I keep forgetting. We've got David from New Mexico calling. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
So you eat out, do you, Aria?
I eat out every single meal of every single day.
Unless you skip them, right?
I skip at least 2 meals a day. What is there a joke here? Eating out?
Never mind. First of all,
is that a bisexual joke?
No, it wasn't any joke at all. I didn't mean anything by it.
Okay. Because it was a bad one.
Yeah, okay. Well, tell Beavis and Butthead that. And Mike Judge. And who wrote that one? Is that Mike Judge or that's the... Yeah, that's Mike Judge, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Same guy who did King of the Hill, which was a much better show.
Right, right, right.
Butthead wasn't bad, though. And Do America was really funny.
Yeah. First of all, not what I called about, but vaccines, the biggest danger I see, nobody talks about it, is getting everybody programmed, brainwashed to getting a needle stuck in their arm by their government's requests every year of their life. And many other times, and who knows what's in the fluid that gets injected if you go along for decade after decade volunteering to get injected, and then all of a sudden your government wants to get rid of all of you. All they got to do is monkey with the flu shot, and they can get rid of half the population. Well, so anyway, but Jay had said something. You were talking about cops beating on somebody and nobody coming to the rescue. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I mean, we talked about that subject.
Are you talking about today?
A few minutes ago you were talking, you were giving a scenario, an analogy, where people nowadays in this country won't come to the rescue of somebody needs help. Like if several cops are beating on some dude, people won't come and help the person because they're afraid of the cops or for whatever. But that's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, and actually, if that does happen, those people are probably not having a cell phone out and recording it. They're actually just taking action, so there probably wouldn't be video. And if there was video, that kind of stuff, it probably wouldn't go viral because, if it does happen, it's like when somebody takes out a mass shooter right before they start doing mass shootings. A mass shooting didn't happen because, the guy maybe pulled out his gun and started taking shots and somebody took him out. Well, he didn't get a chance to do the mass shooting, so just not really reported. And so the only thing I've seen where people actually take action against police is like over in like these countries where they're really into soccer.
About the Spain video?
Videos where like, I don't know, some dude streaked across the field and the cops start beating him, and then like...
The whole crowd emptied out and just, yeah.
Yeah, and then like they're stripping the body armor off the cops. Oh, I love that video.
Right, yeah. And that's,
speaking of beating out.
So we need more of that. And let me tie in. 2 days ago, I think, Ira, you were on and you had a caller. I think it was a Vernon from Louisiana. And he was commenting on how I was ruining my life by being obsessed with this radio station. Taking quotes out of context, if you cut a piece of video out of cut 1 minute out of an hour video, how to lie with statistics, that whole thing, you know what I'm talking about? The point is, that I'm trying to make here is that, it didn't start with that. That's a 1 minute section. The only reason I'm interested in that radio station is because, what was done to me by my government. And on your program, you're constantly complaining about, how government, whether it's a police department or a court or a legislature or a president, is abusing its citizens. And that is why I'm going after this, one entity, is because they messed with my children. So I didn't just one day decide to go after a radio station. There's a bigger context there. And ties into also the trying to connect some dots. Anyway, boomers, you're talking about boomers. I'm kind of in between generations, and I recall, whether I'm right or I'm wrong, I don't know, but it's my observation that people older than me blindly followed the, quote-unquote, the authorities. Whatever the authorities said, be they cops or politicians
or
whomever, or a doctor or the courts or a therapist or anybody with any sort of, quote-unquote, authority. People older than me would blindly follow what that authority said to do. And then when I look at people younger than me, they seem to be blindly following the new rad, cool, leftist, communist type authority, and they're blindly following that. And it's kind of like, what the hell does somebody stuck in the middle do? And I'm not the only one stuck in the middle. If you think of yourself as a libertarian like you may do on your program, you're kind of in the same boat because you're not really down with the older authority figures that I'm describing, and you're not really down with the radical leftist, all of the different minorities lumped together that are attacking, the one side is attacking the other and vice versa, and there are a certain percentage of people that are stuck in the middle, watching it go on and not knowing what the hell to do, to end it or escape it. But
I think it was Judd Weiss who said it best. Politics is a hate cell, and America's buying.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And then connecting another knot. Another dot. Unless you happen to be cool with one side or the other, if you're down with the left or you're down with the right, and one of those two parties of the two-party state that we have manages somehow to completely put under control the other side, if the Republican Trump side is able to put down the other side or vice versa, and they're very much trying to do that, that will solve it. That will solve the problem for, at least temporarily, until they find out what's really behind the curtain. That'll solve the problem for the people on that side, but not for the ones that get defeated. But it's not a good solution. The only way I see, aside from that scenario, any sort of reliable chance at solving the problem is to do kind of what you're doing with your free state project. You're moving to, all to one location, New Hampshire, that kind of thing, because in broken record time, it worked for the Amish, it worked for the Mennonites, it worked for the Mormons, it worked for people that, that went away, whatever that meant, whether it meant going west or.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much for the call. I'm not sure that I agree that the leftist-rightist split is anything but political theater. It's modern wrestling.
That's what Jesse Ventura says all the time.
I don't think that Republicans have any desire to actually get rid of Democrats, or Democrats have any desire to get rid of Republicans. It's just showmanship. It's just theater to keep us from, when we get too angry, instead of revolting, we just vote for the other people.
And Epstein didn't kill himself.
855-450-3733.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. If you're quick, you can still get in on the air with us. But, hey, if you're not quick, don't worry about it. A Freer Talk Live is coming up in about 45 minutes. I think you guys usually start at 10:30 after I've done the archives and stuff. You can watch that at twitch.lrn.fm or at dlive.lrn.fm is an internet-only after show, so there are no FCC censors to worry about or anything like that. It's fun. Be sure to check it out. Again, that's 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard coming up in just a little while, twitch.lrn.fm. And shout-outs to Chris Grigio. Today's amplifier. He's a gold-level amplifier, which means he donates $10 a month to the AMP program. And for those unfamiliar with it, AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The money given to us by our awesome amplifiers is used strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. So if you like what we do, go check out the AMP program. You can find it at amp.freetalklive.com. It comes with a number of interesting perks like the AMP-only Discord channel, the AMP-only Facebook group, and some other cool stuff like that. And we certainly appreciate anything. If you like the message, we certainly appreciate you helping us get that message out there. So thank you, Chris Grigio, for assisting us with advertising, marketing, and promoting the show. And you had a interesting subject you wanted to get further into, the subject of vaccines. Now, I wholly agree that the rates of autism are certainly increasing in the United States. And they,
it's like 1 in 36 right now.
Right. They trot out this pseudoscientific nonsense. Oh, well, the diagnostic criteria has changed, right? But that's false. I mean, well, it's true in that the diagnostic criteria did change. But it's a way of masking the actual issue. Because we can all look in our family trees and we know that no one who exhibits the characteristics that we identify with autism existed in these numbers prior to this generation.
Prior to the vaccine schedule being ramped up.
Yeah, next generation, my nephews and my nieces, right now it's 3 out of 5 of them have autism.
Wow. And were they all vaccinated? Are they 100% on a schedule?
They're all vaccinated. Yep. Yeah. I'm not saying there's a link there, but there is something causing an increase in the rates of autism. I think it's probably more likely that it's all of the carcinogens and chemicals and crap that we're putting in everything. I think it's more likely to be that.
Yeah, I agree with you, especially when you take them and inject them right into a vein, like mercury. They literally have mercury as a stabilizer. Thimerosal is what the chemical name of it, in many of the vaccines, including MMR. Dr. Wakefield, who is a gastroenterologist, there's a movie called The Wakefield Effect, basically about how the medical's monopoly pretty much destroyed this guy's career, because he identified that all these autistic people have this intestinal issue that is brought on by essentially this chemical, mercury, being injected into their blood, and they're not able to shed the mercury out of their body. This is why some people get all the vaccines and they're fine, and some people get some of the vaccines or all the vaccines, and like a light switch, they're different forever, which is actually what the Vaxxed 2, the documentary that premiered tonight, is about. It's about the stories. Del Bigtree and a few other people got themselves an RV. They painted it up, Vaxxed. And they drove all around the country interviewing people and their stories, and it's the same story over and over and over again. I brought my baby in for her.
Well, I've seen a lot of things that debunks the whole vaccines cause autism idea.
Actually, there is not a single study that debunks the CD. The doctors from the CDC, the scientists, said, they say, where's a study that says vaccines do not cause autism? They
say there's
not enough data.
Well, there can't be any such one. That's not what it's about. We can't prove a negative. We can't prove that A doesn't cause B, right?
Right.
So why are you demanding that?
They should be able to prove they're safe.
No, we can't prove such a thing.
There is a study.
And the medical establishment went on for decades about how smoking was totally safe.
Right, right.
Eating dairy is totally safe. I mean, medical science, it certainly changes. It's my opinion that focusing on vaccines is probably misdirecting our anger. I think that something is causing an increase in autism. Because think of the characteristics that autistic people generally exhibit. They're good workers. There's no possibility they're ever going to revolt against the state. Right? I think, I'm not putting this out there as a positive belief, but I think it's likely that the state has orchestrated this entire thing to create a permanent cattle class. And I'm not saying autistic people are cattle before people get out there and wound up and saying that I compared autistic people to cattle. No, the state considers us to be cattle. And it's always asking how it can improve its cattle the same way that cattle farmers do.
Yeah. And so going back to studies, so for example, when before the FDA approves a drug, there's a difference between vaccines and drugs. They do a double-blind placebo test, which is they give somebody a pill that is this drug, and then somebody who's basically, you know, healthy, a pill that is this drug, and then they give somebody a placebo, which is essentially a sugar pill, and then they see if there's a difference. That does not happen with vaccines at all. Those studies are not there. They will not do this study where they take a control group and they give half the people an injection of saline and they give half the people an injection of this vaccine, because the CDC claims that would be unethical not to vaccinate somebody. But
that's always been my argument against demanding any sort of proof in one direction or the other, is that a study like that, there is no control. There can never be a control, because creating that kind of control is unethical in any direction, whether it's because they're causing autism or whether it's because they're exposing people to polio or whatever. It's unethical to give people that risk when they're too young to make that decision for themselves.
Well, they're just mandatory forcing vaccines down people's throats. Well, they're manipulating people. There's no such thing as a mandatory vaccine. If you want the government benefit of subsidized daycare for your kids, then, yeah, you're going to have to get the vaccine. But there really is no law that says you have to have the vaccine in order to go to school, or maybe in order to get fuel assistance, or to get some form of welfare, or if, you know, or what they'll do is they'll twist your arm or something. But all these vaccines are recommended, and they only become mandatory to receive some kind of benefit in every single case I've seen.
That sounds about right.
So,
yeah, because when people say vaccines are mandatory, I immediately think of public school systems requiring it. I mean, a lot of states don't allow even a religious exemption.
Right. They've been axing them. So Dr. Anthony Masson, if you, homeschool study is what he did, and if you go on YouTube, the video is very fast. It's a minute and 18 seconds, and what he does is he took a study of a whole bunch of kids that never received the vaccine versus kids that had received vaccine. I don't know all the details of the study, but his study, and even when you go on YouTube, it says, it shows a link that this study has not been debunked, is what it says. A lot of times, like on social media, when you post something about vaccines, it'll say, oh, Snopes says this is fake news or something.
Well, Snopes is fake news.
Yeah, that's what it comes to, what I've realized. But anyways, in Dr. Anthony Masson, M-A-W-S-O-N, and you're not going to find it on, like, the first page of YouTube search because it's kind of buried, but you go a couple, you'll find it. He found that there was, in his study, that there was 2.4 times greater chronic illness in vaccinated versus unvaccinated kids, that there was 2.4 times eczema, 4.2 times more autism, 4.2 times more ADHD, 5.2 times greater learning disability, and 30 times more allergies in the vaccinated kids. And then Del Bigtree at the Vaccine Summit, if you go to freedomsphoenix.com and put Del Bigtree in the search, Ernie Hancock just put all the video of the Vaccine Summit in Arizona up. And Del Bigtree, like, explains it. It's an hour-long video in a nutshell how Big Pharma outspends Big Oil times two, like double spends Big Oil in lobbying, and how he says that they want to make you a customer for life. And there are some studies where they've given the DTaP vaccine in Africa. He talks about a doctor that gave thousands of vaccines in Africa to a certain group of children. And there was a whole bunch of kids that didn't get the vaccine because it's getting around to them. And the kids that got the vaccine were 5 times more likely to die from other illnesses because their immunity was so weak, and 10 times more likely to have these other problems.
I assume you guys are going to get more into this on Free Your Talk Live?
Yes, we will.
So tune in half an hour from now. That's twitch.lrn.fm and dlive.lrn.fm. Or go check out the show archives going back 10 years at freetalklive.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called helpmetakebitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. Helpmetakebitcoin.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet, certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.